I'm Kevin Cross. This is your look at sports. The Minnesota High School State Championship Rodeo is happening this weekend at Dead Broke Arena in Hugo. Jackson residents Sadie Hotzler and Josie Dvorak are among those competing. Hotzler and Dvorak are both competing in barrels, breakaway roping, and pole bending. Hotzler will also compete in goat tying. Hotzler is first in pole bending, sixth in breakaway roping, 12th in barrels, and 17th in goat tying. Dvorak is 13th in pole bending, 32nd in barrels, and 34th in breakaway roping. The rodeo will also feature steer wrestling, team roping, bull riding, and more. The top four finishers in each event transfer to the high school national finals that happen during July in Rock Springs, Wyoming. Action gets underway at 7 p.m. on Friday and Saturday with a noon start on Sunday. The Dirt Crown Stock Car Summer Series is headlining the show at Worthington Speedway on Saturday. The stock car class will pay $2,000 to the winner. The Worthington Sportsman and Worthington Mini Mods will be joined by five IMCA classes, including the Stock Cars, Sport Compacts, Hobby Stocks, Sport Mods, and Modifieds. Tickets for adults are $18 and ages 13 through 17 are $10, with tickets for ages 12 and under free. The pit gates open at 4:30 p.m. and the grandstands open at 5:30. Hot laps are scheduled for 6:30, with racing to follow. Jackson County Central set a pair of school records during Tuesday's action at the Class 1A State Track and Field Meet. Quinn Lander cleared 13 feet 6 inches to reset his own school record and tie for fourth place in boys' pole vault competition after overcoming multiple knee injuries to return to state at all. Lander also ran the boys' 4x200 relay with Clay Malchow, Isaac Hesbeck, and Ben Deline. That team set a new record of 1:30:37 to finish eighth place and transfer to the finals on time. Deline advanced to the finals with a time of 22:17 to finish in second place in the 200 meters. Clay Malchow started the JCC day with a run of 15:25 in the 110-meter hurdles to earn sixth place and a transfer spot into the finals. Malchow recovered from a fall in the 300 meters for a time of 44:55 to take 17th place out of 18 runners. Riley Cother battled through a foot injury to finish 11th in the long jump with a length of 17 feet and half an inch. She tied for 29th in the high jump with a height of 5 feet. The girls' 4x200 relay team of Natalia Ramos, Zoe Hall, Stevie Unteed, and Allie Lubin stopped the watch at 1:45:15 to take 20th place. Bear Cuspa represented the Martin County West Butterfield Odin track and field team at the state track and field meet. Cuspa stopped the clock at 11:56 in the 100-meter dash. That time was good for 16th place out of 20 runners in the seniors' final high school race. Cuspa also set a new school record in the 200 meters this spring. Jackson County Central athletes competed for a trio of boys' state titles in running events on Wednesday during the Class 1A State Track and Field Championships. Ben Deline finished third place with a time of 22:16 in the 200 meters. He finished just 0.2 seconds behind the state champion and 0.08 seconds behind the runner-up. Deline finished his high school athletics career with 9 straight trips to state competition. Deline anchored the 4x200 relay team that also featured Clay Malchow, Isaac Hesbeck, and Quinn Lane. They finished in 7th place with a time of 1:31:43 after setting a new school record during the prelims on Tuesday. Malchow clocked in at 15:39 in the 110-meter hurdles to take home 8th place. He finished his JCC career with the school record in that event. The JCC boys are walking away with 4 medals after Quinn Lander tied for 4th place in the pole vault on Tuesday. Full results are available online. Martin County West freshman Knox Larson completed round 2 of the Class 1A Boys Golf State Championship on Wednesday. Larson posted a score of 84 on 18 holes on Tuesday. Larson finished in a 4-way tie for 39th place. He shot 11 over par and collected a total score of 167 on 36 holes at Pebble Creek Golf Club in Becker. You can always find the latest local sports coverage online at kkoj.com. That's your look at sports. I'm Kempson Cross.